like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time. Wayno, I've been to the Middle East in the last few weeks. I saw The Square about the Egyptian Revolution from 2011-2013, a documentary. And now we've seen Omar.
It took me to new places. I've read a lot about the whole Palestinian struggle, you know, the Israeli forces and the West Bank and the security walls and everything. But I tell you, I really felt like I was there. The director did a great job using the locations, you know, the kid scaling the wall to go see his friends and his girlfriend. I didn't even know that they would have like a little park area where you could go out with your buddies and shoot at microwave ovens.
Yeah, they're doing some plinking that turns out to be very serious. Three of these guys shoot an Israeli soldier, not considering at all that that might be murder, but out of a frustration to be able to liberate themselves in a small way.
The director, Abu Assad, of course, this is his second nomination for Best Foreign Feature. In 2005, he was nominated for Paradise Now, about two young Palestinian suicide bombers. After seeing this one, I want to go back and see that one.
There's so much reality because almost every actor, except for the Israeli officer, is not a professional actor.
Right, yep.
Omar, handsome, sensitive.
There's some good humor in this one. They asked Amjad to do his impersonation of Marlon Brando from The Godfather, and the guy did a spot on impersonation. And it was very funny and very good and surprising.
For all of you Brando freaks out there, for anyone who wants to see something very odd in movies, see this kid's imitation of Brando. You are right. Of course, it helps to establish the melodramatic triangle between Omar and the young Nadia. Very attractive.
Beautiful.
High school face
girl. Yeah.
And Amjad. The intrigue comes, of course, with the Israelis pursuing these guys. They're not going to stop until they catch the murderer of one of their soldiers. Omar gets caught in a tangle, an unbelievable mess, where he's trying to liberate himself from the Israelis, and they're making a deal with him that he turn in one of his buddies, Tariq. It seems almost impossible.
Right. I was very sympathetic and really liked the Israeli agent.
Well, it's Agent Rami, played by a professional actor named Waleed Zualter, and he stands out in the film, not just because he's so much more of a seasoned actor, but because he fits the bill of the good cop.
Right.
The way he makes his inroads into young, impressionable Omar, and I agree with you, and gaining our sympathy, even though his tactics will ruin lives, and the scenes between the two of them, Omar and the good cop, these are worth seeing. Visually, the wall, for instance, is imposing, an obvious metaphor, but a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's separating Palestinians from Palestinians as well as Israelis Palestinians.
Right.
This is a formidable. Like, currently, there's no climbing over that wall. They put barbed wire on the top. But at this time, it was possible to send a rope and to climb up as he does. The alleyways, when you see the camera tracking him through, it's a wonderful sense of being trapped. It's a micro vision of that conflict.
I had the feeling there was Steadicam use of some of those chase scenes that very well done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the things that he as director does is make sure there's a consistent tone.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt that he was making a judgment. I really felt that what he was doing was exploring the ramifications of occupation.
Yes.
When you try to put yourself in there, as you said, as he does put you in there, you get a sense of the frustration. You get some understanding of why these young men so foolishly shoot a soldier. I mean, what are they doing? What do they think is going to happen? And then the frustration with the love affair. So when we opened up with my seeing The Square about the Egyptian conflict, and it clarified it for me, which is what I like about movies and particularly like about documentaries. Yeah. But that's more of a macro vision.
On the strength of Jod's impersonation of Marlon Brando, I'm giving it an A-.
Because of the wonderful acting and because of that microcosmic look at a very difficult struggle, I too will award it an A-.
I can't believe it. We agreed.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.